Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. This is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, wishing all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, and or whatever you guys celebrate, and a very happy and prosperous new year. Be sure to check us out on Monday, January 7th at 7 p.m. as we return from our hiatus with all new shows. Can't wait to hear from you guys on the 7th at 7 p.m. Peace.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then Truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers Radio. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And you girls standing by on Facebook, Twitter, as well as our Blog Talk chat room.
All right.
A lot of people
and we are
getting it in. We got
today.
A lot of people sitting in the holding queue. Be with us. We'll stay there. We'll be right with you in a second. We're just going to get into this topic. Everybody's going to get a chance to say what they want to say.
Same sex, same problem. Is that true? Is that not true? Are all relationships basically the same? Should marriage be between a man and a woman, or should marriage be between anybody who wants to be together? We're going to get into all of that. President Obama last week on Wednesday came out in favor of same-sex marriage.
Historic.
The first president to ever do that.
Yeah.
And that was right after North Carolina upheld and reinforced a ban on same-sex marriage. It was already a law against it, and they sprinkled a little extra law on top of that to seal in that oppressionist flavor.
And it was right after Joe Biden endorsed it, though. Joe Biden actually came out first and said, "Yeah, I'm with
true,
it." And
true, but he stepped out of turn.
Yeah, I know, I got you. I'm just
he
saying.
Did what Joe do? He stepped out of turn.
Yeah. So,
but okay, before we get any deeper, Obama, brave or suicidal?
You know what? I would say brave. I would really say brave. His comment, I mean, about him coming out, and not coming out, but basically saying that, yeah, you know, I believe everybody should have the right to do whatever they want to do. You know, that in itself, to me, my personal opinion is brave.
Okay. Candy?
I guess I would go with brave. I say that because, you know, this is something that he feels. This is, you know.
No, this is something he evolved into,
well,
and he said that.
Well, okay, what I'm getting at is at this point in time now, you know, he's for it. He's taking a stand on it. So, yes, in that sense, I would say he's brave.
I would go with brave as well. I think it was a ballsy stance that he took, and I think it was a right stand he took. Now, before, let's go into something else real quick. The gay thing, not really my thing. I'm a straight male. I've got that straight male mentality, meaning I can't wrap my head around the two guy thing, two girls kissing. That's on every website.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, you know, on Tully, that's just common thing because people cater to what men want to see. And I think men have no problem seeing the two women kissing. And obviously women don't have a problem seeing it either, or it would have stopped when they introduced it in the 90s to see how it would float. And it's been going on ever since. But the two guy thing ain't really making it on TV like I think they would like. It's come further than it ever have. But I mean, the whole thinking about marrying another dude is just ludicrous to me, but that's my opinion.
Right.
And my opinion should not hinder somebody from doing something they want to do. Also, the whole gay movement, I know they're doing their civil rights. They're fighting to evolve their cause. Kind of don't like it when they try to link it up and match it up with what black people have been through. Not really feeling that either. And we'll get more into that as the topic evolves.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't believe that I don't want to ever be in a position to tell another person no to something.
Right.
That everybody else can do.
And that being the case, you know, like I said, same here. I'm straight male, you know, but my whole thing is, what somebody else do and who they choose to spend their life with is their business. It has nothing to do with me. And do I care? Not really. I mean, because it's their life, and I believe you only get one time around this boy. And if that's how you want to spend it, knock yourself out. That's how I look. As long as what you're doing isn't hurting nobody else, live your life.
Right.
And I'm with you. I'm totally with you, Devon. And maybe, you know, maybe I just can't understand why this is such an issue.
Because
it all comes down to, this is not a new concept. You know, this is being gay or homosexual. This is nothing new.
Right.
You know, this has been going on since the dawn of time. You know, but it's at a point now where, you know, people are more freer to express their emotion for, you know, for the same sex. Okay, so what? It all comes down to personal sexual preference. If you really want to delve into it.
Right, and is it totally like, why are people calling it an abomination? Why are people calling it to a point where it's like, oh my God, you're so concerned about what another person's doing in their bedroom. Why?
Exactly.
Right, and now before we even go any further, because 718, we do see you. We're going to be getting to you in a second. But we got a whole lot of, because every week we send out invitations to the show. And this week we got people who declined the invitation, like we kind of get every week, but we got amendments with it because people sent us letters about it. And thank you for everybody who sent us letters saying why they wasn't going to go into it. But let's get on to some of those.
We got a couple of comments. I got one from somebody who said it was cool to read this. Her name is Alicia Ivy, and her point was, her comment was, it's not a marriage. A marriage is between a man and a woman as God created it to be. I call it doing you. Because you sure not doing God. And no, it's not accepted in NOT to me, and prayfully none that serve Christ. Obama, I love him and plan on voting for him again, but don't agree with his take. I just pray God does Romans 12:1-2, Proverbs 3:5-6 with him. God loves a person, but not their detestable way of acting. That's not for me, and they aren't gay. They're homosexual. Gay means happy. I can't believe for one second that they are happy knowing that God isn't pleasant with them, and their actions are like crucifying him all over again.
All right.
And I'm just saying, I'm not bagging.
Oh, this is more.
This is a comment I got to get out there.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm not bagging, but I've been reading all of these stats about how people support this stuff. And if people like me don't like crazy, don't we crazy and can kiss this and go there, and we need, I don't know what she, and we need to get with the times. Man, please,
she was going Rick Santorum. Man.
There you go. I'm tired of being quiet. I'm not just speaking on this, but all unrighteous against Christ, not condemning by preaching, I guess, the gospel of Christ as I was created to do, and whoever don't like it or whatever can delete me and blah, 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 blah.
No one wants to delete you, and we thank you for your comment.
No doubt.
We want you to keep tuning in, and we had no problem with reading your comment, and your comment is always welcome here, 818-514-1202. And without much further ado, let's go ahead and get into the caller. Hey, 718, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hey, this is Juwanza. How you doing, Truth
Brothers? Hey, what's going on?
Good. I really love that you guys chose this subject. You know, of course, you're choosing it because of you know, the fact that it's hot in the news right now. But it's something I feel that has needed to be talked about for a long time anyway. And you said it, everybody really needs to speak their piece on it. My piece, you know, is just simply this. I think I'm kind of along the lines of Candace. You know, of course, I too am a heterosexual male. So, you know I'm going to do what I do. But the fact of the matter is that there have been people since the dawn of time in same-sex relationships that have been pretty much they've been hiding, they've been in fear of you know, being killed. I mean, I saw a young man that was gay mouth off to this guy that said something to him simply because he was gay, and he was walking down the street with his boyfriend. This dude beat this kid down in the middle of the street. I mean, put his head through a store window. By the time I got to him, this kid was bloody. And this other guy had walked off. The cops were showing up. And, you know, there just hasn't been any empathy for people along these lines. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that this is something that consenting adults do, and they're going to be doing it whether or not people in power are accepting of it or not. It's going to be happening. I think the sad thing is that people in relationships like that, and I'll close it up with this statement, they build lives together pretty much like anybody else. They live as you know, married couples, et cetera, whatever. And then at the end of their lives, they have their lives pretty much torn apart. And I don't know if that's necessarily fair. I don't necessarily agree with what people do for myself. You know, I know what I have to do for myself, but everybody has the right to make their own choice. Nobody has a heaven or hell to put you in. Mm-hmm. Nobody can pass a judgment on you about what it is that you decided to do with your life. And so,
get some comments on that one, because some people do believe that there's a heaven and hell to put them in, but we'll get deeper
into
that.
Well, they don't have that heaven and hell to put them in.
All right.
They should let the one who's responsible for putting people in heaven and hell, if that's what they believe, let that be their work. That's not their work. Their work is to live in a way that expresses that you recognize that you see God in the eyes of this other person. You know, their book says, you know, these people that are hollering and jumping up and down, how can you say that you love God whom you've never seen and yet hate your brother whom you see every day when he's made in the likeness and image of God?
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go. And before I let you go, I want to ask you a quick question. Of course, this is Jawanza Aminu, who was with us during the topic of Is Black History Dead? So we all know that he's a black nationalist. So I want to ask you, black nationalist to black nationalist, how do you feel about homosexuality and black nationalism?
Well, you know, black nationalism is a political movement. I am also a black spiritualist. I am a universal spiritualist. And so my scope is a little broader than most of what you're going to see in the black nationalist movement. You know, black people embracing their sovereignty or at least the control of their thinking and their lives is just, it's a natural thing. Everybody has the right to be a self-sovereign. The thing of black nationalism is that there are idiosyncrasies within our movement. While we have these very hard-line, very rigid, sexist male kinds of attitudes, we also have, you know, a kind of machismo that has a lot of these brothers that are in the higher echelons of these organizations abusing the relationships that they have with women within the
organization.
There you
go. That's right.
You know, and that's just as wrong, if not more wrong, you know, considering that the perpetuation of a nation, if you're actually trying to build a nation, how are you going to abuse the women that are in it?
That's
right. And jump up and down and talk about, you know, homosexuals, but you're not behaving in a way that expresses that you understand what true nation building is. So that's my spiel on that.
Yeah, and dig that. And just to put another thought in people's heads, the Black Panthers was a great organization, but they were very sexually liberated. I'm talking about to the point that they had orgies, and a lot of their sexual undisciplinism is kind of what helped bring that movement down.
Oh, yeah, sure. I think if we're really serious about talking about the reestablishment of a black nation, of a Pan-African movement of any kind, we have to look at, you know, African culture as well. African culture instituted the organization of taking young men and young women and educating them not only in whatever trade they were going to follow or whatever the religion or spiritual practices of the tribe or the group or the kingdom were going to be. They also educated their young people once they reached the age of pubescence in the arts of sexual responsibility and understanding what that energy is for. It's a spiritual force. You know, Africa is a very spiritual place. You know, you can't speak of Africa just in the context of political views and ideas. That's very separatist and segregative in its thinking, and that's, you know, that's countervention to what African thinking actually is. So I don't know where they're getting that one from.
All right. And thank you for your comment. And we're going to go ahead and get ready and go into a break. And then we'll be back with more on this topic. 951, I see you. When you are ready for a comment, go ahead and raise your hands. There's been people popping in and out of the board with comments and popping in and out. So when we come back, we'll hopefully get to some of them when they come back. Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It's
get
gross.
The people going.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Can we pause it for a second?
Okay.
Thanks.
Hey, where are you going?
I need to pass gas.
Well, that's cool. You can do it here.
No way.
Go ahead. I don't care.
Look, if I pass gas in here, it's going to be toxic, and it could linger for hours, maybe days. Is that what you want?
No.
Be right back.
Secondhand smoke contains hydrogen cyanide and other deadly gases. Don't pass gas. Take it outside.
Another inebriated beat. You know what time it is, straight for the street.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Look, crack, don't mess with that. Free, don't mess with that. Quack, don't mess with that. Free, don't mess with that. Knowledge, yeah, mess with that. Charge, yeah, mess with that. College, yeah, mess with that. Charge, yeah, mess with that. Feeling, don't mess with that. Crying, don't mess with that. Feeling, don't mess with that. Lying, don't mess with that. Meditation, mess with that. Forgiveness, mess with that. Education, mess with that. Hip hop, we loving that. I run for respect, y'all.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back, and we're still talking about same sex, same problems. If you got the gay couple moving into your house next door, are you cool with it?
I have no problem with it.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I'm cool with it.
There you go.
I mean,
I'm there too.
I'm gonna be honest, man. It's like this. At a certain point of time, I mean, before I actually sat down and thought about the situation, because at a certain I don't say everybody. Some people are brought up to just be like, you know what? I don't like gay, lesbian people, and that causes you to have hatred towards them. But you don't even know the dude you sitting there breaking bread with could be gay. He's the coolest dude you ever know. He's never hit on you. He's never, not that this happened, but he's never hit on you or nothing.
But that doesn't change the person he is.
Exactly.
That's just his sexual preference.
Exactly.
I guess that's why this whole thing is wigging me out so much. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. And, you know, I'm going to take it on another level. Now, a lot of people, you know, I've noticed a lot of our people who have had comments with the topic today, you know, have done different quotes from the Bible. You know, okay. Now, I don't want to delve too deep in it.
There you go.
But, you know, just to slowly throw out what I'm thinking here, you know, I can't necessarily say that I wholeheartedly follow anything that's been revised
in a book.
A bunch of different times.
There you go. So
you know,
basically what you're saying is they quote in the Bible, but which Bible are you quoting from?
Exactly that. And you know what? I'm a married woman, you know, and the certain way me and my spouse live our life and run our marriage is how we see fit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I cannot dictate to someone who has sexual feelings for another person of the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
I can't judge that person on that. That has nothing to do with me. I can only deal with, you know, us being spirits passing through. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You know, you are who you are, and your sexual preference has nothing to do with how you treat me as a person.
You know what I believe, though? I believe because it's hate. Most hatred about this situation is because it's ignorance. I believe that if you care so much about what that person's doing, why though? Like why do you care? Like it's not your house.
Real quick, Red Summer just logged in. I just want to say, hey, we see you, Red Summer.
Oh man, Red Summer is like that's shouts out to Red Summer, man. That's like.
Yeah, I know. That's why I had to let you know that she logged in.
Yeah,
so.
that's my inspiration. Like she has done more for me in my as far as my brain development.
Right. 818-514-1202. A lot of the people who are standing against us on religious grounds, if I recall, I don't recall Jesus ever saying anything against homosexuality.
That's the thing that bothers
but
me.
But at the same time, a lot of them are being straight up hypocrites because we did a story on Eddie Long.
Mm-hmm.
We did a story on him. We wrecked him in the terrible truth, and we didn't get one phone call about him.
Yeah.
But we didn't get one phone call. Now, this is a pastor of a mega church who was smashing kids. Smashing young boys.
There you go.
Smashing young boys. And I don't see anybody snapping off on him. But we got a whole bunch of people who have snapped off on Obama and said that they're not going to vote for him. And we got phony baloney pastors who then came out and said they're going to help campaign against him. Now, you ready to campaign against him and risk Mitt Romney coming
exactly.
in here, wrecking your life completely over something that has nothing to do with you.
That's my point.
Real quick, I don't mean to cut y'all.
Go ahead.
Real quick, at the same time, a lot of y'all who go to your big mega churches and y'all get there and you go crazy for the choir and you got the award-winning choir with the super sound and everything is great, and I promise you your choir director ain't straight. I promise you your choir director ain't straight.
But that's the thing. It's a facade that people are putting out there for them to just believe, okay, I know your pastor that's shaking it and doing the Tootsie Roll the whole time he's directing your choir. Yeah, he could be on the down low. And it's the thing. The preacher that's preaching to you could be on the down low. But it's just the illusion he's giving you.
And at the okay, we going in on the black church. At the same time, a lot of the Catholics who's snapping off on this our Catholic pastors are sitting there smashing your kids.
Yeah.
Smashing your kids.
And
you sitting here, you got a problem with somebody else's sexual conduct, but you got no problem leaving your kid with an old man who refuses to have sex. What do you think that the celibacy is doing to their mind?
And you know what the thing is, though, man? It's crazy that you mentioned that. We got a caller coming in real fast, though, so call him.
Yeah. 773, you on with the truth, brothers. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon, how you doing? What's your comment?
I'm fine. My comment is I feel like people are being judgmental. Now, I give Obama all props for standing up and what he believed in. It has nothing to do with how his president, how he's going to run this country. That's his personal opinion. Being the mother of a lesbian child, I feel like people are people, you know.
Yeah.
And for us to judge, and they're so quick to say, well, the Bible says Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, but they're taking prayer out of school. Come on now. I got a problem with it. And, you know, I just accept people for who they are, how they treat me, and that's it. What they do in their bedroom and at home in the privacy of their own home is their business.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. In their business.
Real quick, I don't mean to cut you off. I read Summer put in the chat room that Paul spoke against it, and he never met Jesus. He was born 60 years after Jesus' death. He was actually campaigning for the followers of Jesus who had not picked a church home. So he sounded a lot more like the pastors do today. That's Red Summer.
That's Ayanna that I know. That's the Ayanna that I know. But honestly, man, I totally agree with Sharon, man. Like, it's crazy because this has nothing to do how this man will run this country. It's nothing political. It's just on somebody else's belief. If you
exactly.
don't like this man, fine. You don't like this man. But I'm telling you, you're going to give it a chance. Well, Mitt Romney will come to town.
That's right.
And it's going to be a problem.
That's right.
Right.
And it's going to have nothing to do. When your plant closed down and you laid off, it ain't going to have nothing to do with the two homosexuals
then
living next
say,
door.
Yeah, we got Romney in here.
Yep.
But at least we got the homosexual out
call.
Here. But we
yeah.
got a caller coming in.
951, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hello, this is Mona.
Hey,
Mona. How you doing?
Hey, Mona.
How are you?
Yeah, we miss
I'm
you. We ain't seen
oh, no,
you in a
don't
while.
Give, look, don't give us a sweet voice.
Right.
Nah, I didn't check you. Don't give it. Let's not play with the kid gloves. Come on with it.
Okay, so this is what I want to say about Jesus. Jesus said, he did not say he came to enforce the law or to take the law away. But he did say, if you break the smallest of commandments, you will be the least to be in the kingdom of heaven. He did not say you were not going to heaven. So who cares what somebody do in their bedroom?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, because I was about to say, yeah, what commandment said thou shalt not cross swords?
There you go. There you
okay,
go.
Okay, who cares? Because there's some freaky heterosexual people out
That's
here.
That's right. There you go.
Absolutely.
And you don't see that. Well, why did he have my wife bent like that? I mean, why have his wife bent like that? That's against
well,
the religion.
Right. But actually, that is supposedly a commandment. That's thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife.
Well, I mean,
and
I don't
bend her over the kitchen table.
Exactly. But honestly, man, I just, you stupid. You're stupid. But where in the Bible, though, does it really say, where does it say gay people can't wed? Where does it say that, though?
Gay people can't do what?
Can't
wed. Get married.
Where does it say, literally, gay people can't wed?
Good question. I don't know. Hey, 818-514-1202. I'm sure someone's going to
chat room, give it up.
Someone's going to blow that up because I'm sure someone's going to say Sodom and Gomorrah.
You know,
it really is.
I'm waiting to see that because when that comes up, I have something for that. But go ahead.
What it really says that we none of us should really get married if that's going to take us from being as close to God as we should be.
Hmm.
Now, Jesus did not say that. I think Paul said that. So, Paul, I'm not a religious person. I don't subscribe to the Bible written by.
Don't worry about it.
You're
giving your opinion, and that's what this show is here for. Trust me, some of the religious people who going to give their opinion may not be as religious as they think they are. So go ahead.
Okay, so my question is this. Are we mad because a black man came out and said it, or would it have been more accessible if a white president came out and said it?
Yep, now as you're saying that, here's what ticked me off, and this isn't with the gay community, this one. Though I will get into some stuff that ticks me off about the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
But for this one, Newsweek, the punk asses at Newsweek, and that's what I said, punk asses at Newsweek, came out with a cover yesterday of Obama with a rainbow halo over his head, and
yeah.
in the corner
yeah.
of the picture, they got the first gay president.
Yep.
First off, Trump, he's not the first gay president, and just because he came out to allow grown folks to do whatever grown folks want to do, don't make him gay,
exactly.
So don't even try that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't
was,
even try
I was,
that.
He's really going to get into that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Turn. No, and as a heterosexual, that ticks me off. Look, I don't have a problem with gay people. You do what you do. I'm a heterosexual. But don't sit there and go in because if I say that, hey, I ain't got no problem with what Bill and Joe do, that all of a sudden taints me as gay because that ain't going to fly.
Oh,
but
yeah. see, that brings up another interesting point, too, as far as education. Because now that you have kids who are being born into this whole, let's call it a movement thing,
mm-hmm.
because that's more the fad as a movement, to be honest with you, that they, you know, that's transitioning into everyday life. You have to educate your kids as far as, okay, this is their choice. Yes, Jimmy has two dads or two moms whatever the case may be. You have a mom and a dad. You're going to have to have these conversations with children earlier, unfortunately, about sexual orientation.
I believe
right.
To give them both platforms in order to for them to come to, you know, a consensus as to where they're going to be.
Yeah, real quick, my man Justice in the chat room said that he was going to use the argument of Babylon and Sodom and Gomorrah and build off that. And that's cool. Here's my thing about Sodom and Gomorrah, Babylon and all of that. It was undisciplined undisciplined and unwise ways. That's what took down those cities. But at the same time, I just told you part of the reason that the Panther Party was taken down is because they were very undisciplined sexually, and they was having orgies and having getting it in like that. At the same time, they wasn't embracing any African cultural things that would help solidify their moral compass in that. And I'm not saying anything about having orgies and anything.
Right.
If that's what you're into, hey, there's a time to do that. But not at the time when you're in a movement and being focused on by the FBI.
True.
You don't show your weaknesses, or you don't show your bends in front of your enemy.
No doubt. Hey, that's a point.
Yep.
So just saying. Undisciplined ways can take us all down.
Yeah, and
you don't have to be gay. Hey, if you a freak, hey, more power to you. But if you have sex without discipline, you can get AIDS and you can get killed. And that's just, and AIDS ain't just for gay anymore.
No. Yeah, I mean it's to get back to something real quick. Like I said, I have a family member and she's gay. She's gay and she's getting married to her spouse, so you know they're having their union or whatever the case may be. I have no problem being there because that's my family. I love them,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And it's just, to me, I find that people who are just not gonna and not to, on another note, the one she's marrying, great person. She's a good person,
right?
And
at the same time, thanks for the call, Mona.
Yeah, and the fact that people are not even—I ain't gonna even say not even on show—but the fact that they got to go through so much and they got to overcome so much to even do this is ridiculous to me. You got to go to different states. You got to go through all these tests. You got to go through all this. If this person is who I choose to spend my life with, you don't test a straight couple.
Cool.
You don't do any of that.
At the same time, you're saying that RN Hot Tea said that they're planning to add homosexuality and gay rights education to the school curriculum, and I know that that's happening in California.
But
now, 818-514-1202.
Now,
how you feel
my
about
thing,
that?
And I am aware of that, and maybe I should have clarified. Education as it relates to parents informing their kids about it, you know, because the school is going to give you the straight, you know, the rated G, you know, they're not going to get into the details of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be incumbent on parents to educate, okay, this is what we do. Now, when you get old enough to make the decision, whomever you want to be with is whomever you want to be with.
Right.
But I think a lot of parents, you know, especially nowadays, are afraid to have those conversations because they don't entertain the fact that their child may be thinking these things.
Yeah.
You know, and they become oblivious, so, and then kids are afraid to open their mouth, and then it becomes this whole domino effect of, you know, like what we were talking about earlier, people were afraid to open up because they may have been killed, been taunted,
mm-hmm.
been hazed, whatever the case
and
may be.
They might look at it as ignorance is bliss, and the kids who don't, if they're going out not knowing what they're doing, they're going to find something, say, okay, this is cool, and keep
exactly.
doing it.
Exactly,
right.
And be okay with it.
Now, as you guys are saying that, when they're talking about in California, they are talking about teaching, like, history. Is it important for our kids to know about Harvey Milk?
Mm. Yeah.
That's a good question.
I don't see the point, but at the same time, I guess I can look back 50 years ago, and I guess some white show might have said somewhere down the line, is it important for our kids to know about Medgar Evers?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I feel the argument.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily that overjoyed with learning gay history, but at the same time, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
It's, I don't know.
I, I, oh, Also, 818-514-1202. When you see the homosexual community and the gay movement liking their struggle to civil rights, how do you feel about that?
I mean, to an extent, I understand what they're trying to say.
I understand the strategy.
Yeah,
I ain't for
and
it.
I understand that. But yeah. What I'm saying is, like, they look at it like, okay, you know, they were beaten and all this for being black. We're beaten for being gay. They are not getting whatever because they're black, and they're not getting. We're not getting this because we're gay.
Yeah, and
I
they're
feel
saying that
what
their struggle
saying.
Is the same, and it's civil rights, and this, that, and the third. And at the same time, I mean, I know why that offends a lot of black people. And quiet is kept, you know, and with everything that's been said, it kind of offends me as well. Your struggle isn't the same as my struggle. And I understand that you're struggling for your rights, true. But your struggle ain't the same. Because trust me, when I walk into a building for a job, I can't. There's no such thing as closeted black.
Yeah.
You can stop skipping long enough to get the job.
There you go.
Just saying.
I got you.
I'm just being 100. You can stop. You can cover your stuff up long enough to get the job.
Now,
you want to wear the rainbow.
If a lady who looks like a dude going to a job, she's not covering that up.
True, but she could. I can't. You can't. You're gonna
go
in there and
get
black. When the cop pull you over, he's not pulling you over because you're black and gay. He's pulling you over because you're black.
I feel you.
When they tell you we don't carry cash, it's not because you got a rainbow sticker on the back of your car. It's because, you know, you're black.
Nope. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I see why. Like I said, I see why they're trying to link the two.
I'm just making points to why I'm not buying that argument. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I say, I'm not for denying anybody anything. But when you sit there and make that argument and you think that I'm supposed to just clap my hands for you because you think that Harvey Milk and Rosa Parks is the same thing, I don't think so. That's just where I'm at with it.
Mm.
You know, again, Trayvon got it because of the Skittles, but it wasn't because he was tasting the rainbow.
Yeah. Let that make you think, bud.
There you go. I know we kind of skipped over the bottom hour break, but this is a hot topic that
we're
going to
keep
going.
We're
going
to keep riding with this. But let me ask you a question, though, and it's real. If your son or anybody comes back and says, yo, this is my lifestyle, can you embrace that? Because I know a lot of parents, if your child comes back and say, look, my lifestyle is this now, and this is what I'm choosing to do with my life.
Hmm.
Are you able to embrace that? 818-514-1202.
Because at the same time, I know that there's a lot of people who say that they were born gay and they knew they were gay, and I do believe them.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's people who go both ways and quite comfortable with it. At the same time, there's people who say, yo, I experimented with this, but I went back to that.
Yeah.
And I experimented with this, and I went back to that. So at the same time, I believe, and again, there's people who go to jail. They go to jail straight, but if you go into prison and you 150 pounds and you ain't got no backup, you're going to come out another way, regardless on how you feel about it.
Yeah, but it's just, to me, I mean, to go back to what I was saying, I know a lot of parents and a lot of, like, people are leaving churches because churches are saying, look, it's the way of life now. People are leaving. All type of parents are saying disowning kids because this is their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, any of our listeners or anybody in the chat room, if your child came to you and said, look, I'm coming to you because I feel like I can be open to you. You're my parent. I'm supposed to be able to trust you and, you know, and be, you're supposed to protect me or whatever. If they came to you and said, look, I'm choosing this as a lifestyle, would you honestly be okay to accept that if you're against it at first?
Hey, they are blowing up the chat room, and I love the conversation that's going on in there.
Yeah,
I love that, man. That's what this show is all about, and they're all having they all got different points of views, but it's all respectful, and it's all about point and discipline, and I love that.
Yeah,
because it was some arguments that happened on our Facebook page.
Yeah, that was just
that just got purely
ridiculous.
You're
doing it because I hate this way of life. If you can see, this is the thing about the show that we're doing, and I love this. It's all about bringing what your truth. If you can do it and be respectful about it, it's to show that black people do have class. And it's not just black people, but people in general can have class. They can have a discussion, and nobody has to get stupid.
Right.
And that's just that's what I love the most about what we do. And like I said, anybody who has said in the previous, I would love to hear from somebody who was a straight.
I want to hear a homosexual. I want to hear from a homosexual.
No. I want to hear somebody who's a parent and was dead set against gay, lesbian, tender
right.
thing, and their kid came to them and they converted to that way. Like, I had to because I was either ignorant to the cause or I didn't know it
right.
first. And then when my son came to me or when my daughter
right.
came
again,
to me.
Again, that's Obama.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what the president said, how he felt one way about it, and in his book, Audacity of Hope, he was saying that, well, yeah, I think civil union should be enough, but you know what, hey, I could be wrong, and, you know, you can convince me otherwise. And then he said how Sasha and Malia helped educate him on his evolution and got him to this point.
Yeah.
So more power to him.
I mean, the fact that, here's the thing, the fact that a man who leads this country said, look, I'm with it. It's okay. It doesn't matter because it has nothing to do with me and Michelle do.
There you go.
Me and Michelle are living our
go.
Life without
and, kids. And for those out there who are thinking about not voting for the president because of this issue, yeah, you really need to check yourself because I'm gonna tell you something. Mitt Romney may have your same position on the gays, or Rick Santorum may have had your same position on the gays, but Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum don't like you.
Yeah, he don't like
the
gays. Yeah, you're right.
And anybody needs to go on YouTube and check out what vulture capitalism is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And losing your job because some dude was against gay marriage, and you losing your job and the economy over it says something. We got another caller.
Okay.
Yep. 773. You on with the Truth Brothers? What's your name?
Hi, this is Sharon. I'm calling back again.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay. I was calling to comment on, you know, if you found out your child came to you or whatever. Like I said before, I have a lesbian daughter. She's 30 years old now. But when my child, I believe that God don't let nothing slip up on you. When I had my child, I knew that my child was gay. I just knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But she
okay.
went on, and she lived her life, and she had a daughter and all that, and my child was miserable. And I would always say mm-hmm. to her, when you're true to yourself, you will be a happier person.
Exactly.
I know you. I'm your mother. But when you're comfortable with yourself, because I already know, and when you're comfortable with yourself, you're going to be okay. My child's daughter turned, I think, when she was like 2 or 3 years old, my child came to me and said, well, I got something to tell you. I'm in love with a girl. And I said, okay. I already knew that. I knew that. But because she's my child, I love her because
that's
she's
right.
my child. And it
okay,
doesn't that- matter. You know, her decisions don't affect me. And as far as religion goes, when she goes, when she dies and goes, wherever she's going, when she stand before the Lord, she got to stand before the Lord herself. I can't do that for her.
All right. Now, let me ask you, I want to ask you a question real quick. We did a show about 3 weeks back called Are We Lazy? No, Raising the Bar. And we had an example of a group called the Freaky Boys. And they're a gay rap group, but their songs were so offensive. And I guess it was supposed to be like gay pride. And they had songs like Girls Be Gagging. And they were bragging on how they'll take a girl's man and this, that, and the
right,
other.
Right.
Now, as
right.
a parent of a gay child, if your child was a rapper and your child was making this type of music, and not just good music, but bad music with the lyrics of I'll take a girl's man and I'll do this and I've been doing this since I was 9, which is some of the lyrics of that song, as a parent, how would you address that?
Oh, I would be offended because right is right and wrong is wrong. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what, you know, the right words to say, but that's like, it's offensive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go to her and say, you know, well, you know, that ain't right. You know, that's your life. But, you know, you don't degrade stuff and make things nasty
mm-hmm.
and all that. You know, if that's what you do, then you do it, but you do it in a respectable way. You,
right.
That's all I'm saying.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, though, and dropping that knowledge on us.
Yep, thank you.
Okay.
All right, on.
But, yeah, so, you know, they are really getting into it over there in the chat room.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I mean the whole liken it to civil rights. I mean, yeah, I believe that. Look, let's be honest. The whole gay marriage thing has actually nothing to do with the two people of the same sex getting married.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with the tax breaks and the rights that come with marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if I'm in an accident and I'm in the hospital, my spouse has no problem getting to the hospital and being able to stay by my side. A lot of homosexual couples don't have that right. When you're married, you get tax breaks. That's different than when you're single. Single people pay a higher tax rate than married people.
Okay, so yes. You think it's state? You think it's state?
No, it's just about the rights and privileges that come along with marriage. And a lot of people who are saying that a marriage is between a man and a woman, and a marriage means one man, one woman, I got news for you. There's a lot of religions where you're allowed to have more than one wife or more than one spouse.
And people are saying it as far as like marriage is sacred. And marriage is this. No, I'm going to be honest with you. When you got Who Wants to Marry a Midget on Fox.
Dig that.
How is marriage sacred?
Dig that. And what did the homosexuals have to do with The Bachelor?
Yeah, exactly. And this is what I'm saying. But at the same time, you know, everybody's like, who wants to marry a guy? He's lying. And you want to marry him and you've never met him. These are shows. They're actually putting marriages together on television.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me marriage is sacred? No,
yeah.
It's if
Kim Kardashian,
yeah,
and they make a bigger mockery of marriage than homosexuals do. Again, I'm married. What two dudes do has nothing to do with the marriage between me and my wife. And if we gonna make it, we gonna make it. If
we're not, exactly. And the thing is, if y'all make it, y'all don't make it. That's a choice that y'all made together. If these two people who found each other, first off. It's hard enough to find somebody you can tolerate for 3 months, the 90 days. So you're telling me if I choose to tolerate this person for the rest of my life and I want to spend the rest of my life with this person who I'm in love with, you're telling me I'm wrong if I want to do this, be with this person? You don't have that right to do that. That's like saying, hey, man, you can't drink off that fountain because only white lips belong there. That's what I'm saying.
I got you.
That's what I mean by that. You don't have the right to tell somebody. You don't have the right to beat somebody. You don't have the right to do any of these things to a person if this is the way they choose their life. Your beliefs are your beliefs. Keep them to yourself. Put it like this. It's not going to destroy America. America's been destroyed when we got here.
So right.
Let's be real.
This country is this country.
This country is going to hate you regardless. This country is going to do whatever they feel like they need to do to get over for them. It's not for you. So take it, eat the chips.
And my question for black people, as a race of people in America who have been oppressed and mm-hmm. been told you can't do this, you can't do this, walk this way, step over here. When you look at me, don't look at me in my eye. And what makes you think you're going to buy a house over here?
Uh-huh. There?
Knowing all the stuff that we went through, how can you feel comfortable denying anybody anything, whether you agree with it or not? Because we made sure we put America in a position where you can't deny us anything because it's wrong.
And then the thing is, they're told now to believe, hey, if you believe that you're straight, you're better than gay people. That's nothing but, look, house Negro, field
no.
Negro, right. You're taught if you lived in the house, you were better than the field Negro.
Right.
So they're taught to separate you. Everything is done so to separate you. Why? I don't. And the black churches. This is what blows me the most out the black churches. Now you're going 5 minutes ago, not 5 minutes ago, but a while back, you were praising Obama. You were this for Obama. He's doing this for us. He makes a decision that has nothing to do with you. It's not like he said, all right, tomorrow. Everybody, only blacks can eat cheese. That's it. That's all you're eating. It's not. He didn't do anything that affects your life. That's what I don't understand the most. Nothing he did or said. He didn't even do nothing. All he did was say something.
Hey, he made it possible for, look, if your kid got to go to Afghanistan and go over there for that crap to show them that we don't play that in America, and at the same time when your kid had to go, there was Billy across the street who's gay and he don't have to go.
Right.
He made sure that, okay, yeah, he got to go too.
If he wants to pick up a gun and fire the hat,
right,
that's his job.
Right. So why, I mean, to me, look, I was in the military. And that means, yep, I could have been. There was gay people in the military when I was there, and you could have been in the room with them or whatever. And look, ain't nothing going to happen that you don't let happen.
Here's
so if all of a sudden the poor undisciplined gay dude just like, I got to have you, he's liable to run into the same bumps and bruises that would come with anybody who wants to force anything unwanted upon anybody.
And here's my thing. Let me ask all these people like this who believe that no gay is wrong. You're in a fire, right? You're in a fire, and a firefighter comes up there. You've known this dude to be gay. Are you going to say, no, no, don't save me?
Exactly.
Because
I was
going to
use that analogy earlier. It's ridiculous. I mean, maybe I'm missing something here. I mean, seriously, because it's all about sexual preference. When you really delve down into it, that's all it is. I don't care who you are sexually attracted to.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with how you treat me. And I just don't understand why so many people want to judge others based on a book that's supposedly telling you that you should be against this or you should be for. I mean, come on, really.
People are.
Let's be real, people. We are all not following that Bible to a T. And we
okay.
know it. We
Especially
know it.
With your,
so if we want to get
wearing
on this,
your mixed
hold
thread
on.
Outfit.
Hold on. But I'm just saying, you know, we all know it. Everybody here on this planet has committed one form of sin or another. Who's to say your sin is better than mine? If we even want to call this a sin, I call it a lifestyle. I call it a choice. And that's what this life is supposed to be about as far as I'm concerned, about choice, truth, and consequence. That's it. Now, you know, if somebody wants to deal with that, that's fine. But when it comes down to sexual preference, hang it up. I don't care what you do. I really don't. And I'm not against you. Not at all.
Why is this? Here's a question I want to ask. Why is this country so stubborn to not want to just...
Because that's what America is all about.
But that's what I'm saying.
It comes down to religion dictating to you what's right and wrong.
Here's how hypocritical this country is. You'll say, no, I'm against gay marriage because the Bible says so. Does that mean that you go over to Afghanistan and bomb children? You're killing.
Right.
So
right.
I'm saying,
America is all about as long as I can do something somebody else can't do, I'm cool. I don't care if you make $80,000 a year, you want to make sure the dude that's making $40,000 a year can't afford the car that you got.
Yep.
And if he got the car you got, you get upset. And the dude that's making $200,000 a year don't like the dude that's making $80,000 a year, because he can get some stuff that he can get. And this is how we feel. We do it in our communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do it in our churches. We do it in every aspect of American life. As long as somebody is a half and somebody is a half not, we comfortable. When you making $8 an hour and you riding the bus, you happy to look at the people sitting in boxes that's homeless.
Yeah.
You happy.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to help
feel
them
about your personal situation.
Yep. Instead of trying to help them by raising them up, you'll raise yourself up. A rising tide raises all boats, but we don't care. It's all the same way that somebody who's non-union is already upset about somebody who's union, they shouldn't be making all that money. You let Mitt Romney, you let all these Republicans run the same dumb game on y'all every time. Now they tell you all of a sudden we in all these deficits, and all of a sudden it's the teacher who makes $30,000 a year with health care. It's her fault.
Yeah.
It's the state worker who's been working at the state making $15 an hour. It's his fault when Mitt Romney made, what did he make? $23 million last year.
Yeah.
Paid 13% in taxes.
Yep.
And you sitting there and you let that fool in Scott Walker in Wisconsin tell you, oh no, it's the police and fire department and
that's,
the teachers'
yep.
fault is why we in this deficit.
Yep.
Not the billionaires.
Here's what's crazy. Got to drop this out there. If anybody gets a chance to go on YouTube, type in when Mitt Romney came to town.
There you go.
If you ever get a chance, just simple title, when Mitt Romney came to town. And if you're thinking about not voting for Obama because of this, Just type that clip out and let's just see how you feel afterwards.
Check that out.
I bet you won't be so upset about, you know what? Homosexual people aren't that bad. I like my job.
Yeah. You know,
see, I can't help but to feel like that's another evasion, you know, or more serious issues. You're making something that's not an issue an issue, and stop
that's
it.
What's crazy
exactly.
About our people.
We're constantly throwing out these different propaganda to get your mind off of, hey, look, I don't know about you all. I took a $25,000 pay cut 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's my issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't care what a person.
Because you got a guy at home preference. Right now like, man, not only am I down $10, but now the gay people are allowed to get married. Oh, that's it. That's
there you
it.
Go.
Yeah,
right. And I'm unemployed. I haven't worked in a year and a half, but dang it, gay people can get married. America's going to hell.
Exactly.
What's
like wrong with you?
I don't like that we got to mess up with the moniker on it. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Meaning such as, you know, the gays, you know, the lesbians, the, you know, I don't like that. I mean, because
people want to get married.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm,
right.
I mean, you have to, in this case, because of how we're speaking, we have to put a label on
I mean,
on
no,
it.
And I get that, you know, and I'm sorry, but maybe it's just how it comes off sometimes.
So
you know?
don't like labels. I got you.
At this point,
I'm gonna go ahead and make a confession because I've been meaning to tell you guys this for a minute now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm a lesbian.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh man, I can't stop thinking about women. I love women, man. I cannot.
You know
yeah.
what? Stop the show right now. I don't want to do it no more because you're a lesbian.
There you go.
There you go.
And I want to marry a woman.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Again.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I bet your wife don't like that.
I know.
Oh.
It's just something about pie.
I suppose she would have something to say about that.
Hey.
Candace with the tip in.
There you go.
But
with 4 minutes left, man, I think I want to thank everybody for putting their two cents in. This is the first show where we just blasted through two commercials with no problem. And thanks for everybody who called out of the chat room. I love the way y'all comments was going.
I got to give another shout out to Red Summer, Ayanna Muhammad. How you doing? I got a shout out, man. That woman is great. That's all. She's great. She's a great woman.
But you know, hey, at the same time, man. Think about people. I want people to think about the bigger picture. Republicans will run the gay this, the gay that. Someone's coming to take something from you, and we fall for it every time. Stop worrying about somebody taking something from you and worry about you getting
in front
something.
Of you.
That's right.
You know what? I want to throw out a comment. Since we're on that topic, I want to throw out something that RN from Hot Topics just dropped on us. Those same people should focus on the hood rats and the loose booties running around, too.
There you go.
They are also running this country, and that is so absolutely
true.
There
you go.
You know, and that brings me to a real quick story. I'm going to sum up in about 20 seconds.
Right.
I took my daughter's 14. She had to be about 11 or 12 at this time. But one of the known clothing chains, I took her to, you know, to get her some summer clothes. And, you know, at that time, for my 11-year-old, they had cut off shorts and Daisy Dukes and push up bras and thongs for kids. Hell no. I did not know.
Yeah.
And I just went ham in the store. Like, are you kidding? Should I put her on in the red light district too?
No.
Or have her walk down Hooker Street? I mean.
You just don't know how to be a parent.
Obviously.
There you go.
Obviously.
That's what it is.
As you're saying that, at the same time, I mean, we have definitely come out for gay marriage and say we don't have a problem with it. But here's a little message to the gay community: is sometimes y'all gotta listen to what straight people are telling you, and sometimes don't overstep or try to bowl over straight people. Sometimes pull back a little bit. Don't be so quick to just. Everything you're trying to make everything gay, and and to the point where you can't say, "Hey, man, that's gay." No,
well,
that's
they don't
offensive.
Know how.
No,
I think more or less what it is that you know they are so looking to be accepted for whom they are. It may come off as them trying to be impressionable.
Which I'm saying, slow down because sometimes when you're pushing this, yes, it is okay to be gay. And for the gay children, it does get better, and we want them to be comfortable. But at the same time, you got some children who are trying to make up their mind which way to go. And I'm not going to mention anybody in particular, but I know that there's some gay people in my school district that pushes the agenda to the brink.
Oh, yeah.
And you're playing with impressionable children, and we got to be careful on both ends to help encourage and guide them in the right way. And, yeah, you know, with all of that, let's get our thank yous out the way.
First off, thanks to everybody again who tuned in, who called in, who listened, who was in the chat room. We got to say what's up and thank you to all. We got to thank Ad Council.
If you ask me, Trey Songz is the best singer in the world.
Girl, have you heard Chris Brown?
Thank you. Okay, whatever. All he talking about is strippers, money, slapping girls, and Lamborghinis.
But he talking about sexual activities.
Okay, but who look better?
Chris Brown.
Whatever.
No. What about Justin Bieber?
He's gay.
Exactly.
That's not right, girls.
Wow, it's Yvonne from Truth Brothers Radio.
My mom hates him.
That's right. And using words like gay to insult someone is socially wrong and offensive. Use words like poop booty, skittle bag, wrist down, ladyboys, fairies, sweetness, drag queens, switch hitters, Asperger's, white beards, something like that.
Thanks, Yvonne. Now we know.
And no one will keep y'all asses out the liquor store. Two fingers.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Divine.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202. Just as you a fool.
And as always, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
I'm trying to... I'm sorry.
I know. That's justice.
Stand by on Facebook, Twitter, and I am currently working in chat room on blogtalkradio.com.
It's cutting loose.
Look, justice likes our public service
don't
announcement.
Gay commercial.
Yeah, you got pillow biter and headboard hunter.
Brain beater.
Okay. Anyway, so now we're going to go into our second hour topic. Is it okay not to believe? Why do people seem to have such a problem with atheists or agnostics?
Either way.
Yeah, either way. Why do some people seem so put off by them, like their lack of non-belief affects your belief?
That's a great question. A better question is, who says that your belief is the right belief? Who says what you believe in is what everybody should believe in? Mm-hmm. Not just with atheists, but with Muslims, with any other religion or structured religion that's out there. Who's to say that, and we're keeping these questions honest. Who's to say what you believe in is the correct religion?
Dig that.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I agree with Devon on that. I think that's one of those things that really doesn't have an answer because no one really knows. You know, no one really knows what's the acceptable religion, if there is such a thing. What is the acceptable thing to do? What is the...
Right, but at least they'll all come to some type of consensus and say, hey, what you believe, as long as it feels right and you got it by righteousness, everything is fine. But there's people who don't seem to accept righteousness out of somebody who doesn't have a belief system.
True.
Who just does it because they feel like that's what they should do. Some people have a problem with it. Steve Harvey has a big problem with it.
He has an overwhelming problem with anybody who does not believe in what he believes in. And what's crazy about that is, how narrow-minded are you? Seriously, to just say, you know what, if you don't believe in what I believe in, I'm not even going to talk to you. And that's crazy. Like, you're putting yourself to be superior to somebody else simply because of what you believe in and who you believe
in. Right. No. Just because I don't have the same belief system you have, or I don't have a belief system.
Right.
And I sit here and help try to feed the poor like you do. How does that make
and
me less than you?
That was the point I wanted to make, too, because what I believe, if I were an atheist, what I believe should have nothing to do with me, with the type of person that I am and how I treat you.
Exactly. I mean, some of your best people. Well, I mean, before we get into that real quick, I know that we had a we had something at the Harv, I don't want to call him the Harv, but Steve Harvey was on we were doing a little research, and Steve Harvey on a show.
CNN. He was on Larry King, but Troy Behar
was hosting
at the time.
That's right. And she, you know, Steve actually went in, and we're going to play the clip really quick.
Right.
We just want you guys to take a quick listen, and
this is Steve Harvey on Atheist. Check it out.
Just believe, if you don't believe in God, then where's your moral barometer? That's just me talking.
I
you can believe what you want to believe,
yeah.
But if you're an atheist, you're basing your goodness and morality on what? I mean, but what is an atheist? I don't really get into that. You know, I've talked to people all the time. I'm an atheist. I just walk away. I don't know what to say to you. You know,
well, an atheist is someone who doesn't quite believe that there is somebody out there, some God out there.
Well, then to me, you're an idiot.
Okay, well.
So I'm cool with that. I'm just probably not the right politically correct thing to say. But if you don't believe in God, I mean, really, you got to have an explanation for this. You just can't tell me this spun out of a gastrous ball.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, then we were evolved from monkeys. Why we still got monkeys? It's too much open here. I just believe that. And if you don't believe that, then I don't like talking to you.
And that was a quick clip from Steve Harvey.
Right.
And his personal belief on atheism.
Right. Now here's the thing that killed me with that. When he was doing this interview, he was doing the book tour circuit, period, promoting his book that's now a hit movie called Act Like a Lady, but Think Like a Man.
Yeah, that was the book.
Right, that was the book. So he was going around and he's giving his sage advice to women on how to make sure you can pick a good man. And he specifically gave the example, while you're getting to know a man, find out what his relationship is with God. And if he's an atheist, leave him alone.
And which is crazy, because I actually posted something, and we actually posted a question in our Facebook and everywhere, and I wanted to get an answer from that. If you knew somebody, or you would date somebody who was an atheist, and he treated you, or she treated you the way you've always asked to be treated, the man you prayed for, or the woman that you asked God for, and you got an atheist, would you turn this person away because of that? That's just a general question that I think people should look into. This man, I mean, an atheist, first off, let's just get this straight. Just because you're an atheist does not make you evil.
Right.
It does not make... Some of your greats were atheists.
And some of your most religious people were evil.
True.
The Catholic Church was cool and okayed slavery and backed slavery and was a part of the triangle trade, and they wasn't atheists, and that was evil.
Yeah. And then on the other hand, A. Philip Randolph, the civil rights leader, he was a certified atheist.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
Civil rights. Are you happy that you can go and drink out that white fountain? It's all I'm asking. But blame the atheist.
But also a lot of that ridiculousness that Steve Harvey said about the gaseous ball and the monkeys. Trust me, True Brothers Radio, we'll be getting into that a little later on in the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got something for that too.
Because the person who heard Steve Harvey's comments decided, you know what, I'm gonna go behind that and
school him up.
Yes, learn him up a tad. And it's not, again, it's not bashing Steve's belief or anything like that. That's you're entitled to your
opinion.
It's
not bashing his belief, but it is bashing his stupidity.
Yeah, now that's because
he's a moron.
You know, but here's my thing, and just from what I've taken from atheists. Just listen to different atheists talk. I mean, one thing, they're more open-minded than a lot of people that you know. You almost have to be, because to accept the fact that, you know, and you know, the majority of people here on this planet have been taught to worship a God, the Jehovah, whatever, mm-hmm. you know. But to come to a point where you say, okay, I don't believe in God. However, I believe in science. I believe things work this right. way because of this. You know, so just because I don't put, you know, or if they don't put their beliefs into a religious figure, you yeah. know, a lot of people want to demonize people like that. But then what about those people who, you know, your Bible teaches you to love unconditionally, or that you
Good.
Should.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
And, you know, I would want to wrap my head around why you are an atheist. Help me understand, what is it that you see that I don't, before you can just turn
right.
turn a blind
exactly.
eye and be ignorant and say, oh, well, I don't want to talk to you. I don't have anything to say to you.
You can learn
they,
something
I mean,
from
they just, right. I mean, they just look at the world
with a free mind.
I'll say a different mind. Because
yeah,
right. you can believe in God and have a free mind, and you don't have to. The problem that I have with a lot of religious people, and I'm saying religious because I don't think it's just Christians.
No,
I see it in Christians. I see it in Muslims. I see it in a lot of religions. Is your belief in God makes you so closed-minded that you refuse to think. And I just don't believe that God put you here, gave you one of the biggest brains on the planet, and didn't want you to use it.
Right.
Think.
Well,
I mean,
it's not illegal yet.
I mean, here's my thing. 818-514-1202. Now, if you disagree with my comment, I definitely want you to give me a call, because I want to hear what you got to say. But I got a little news for you. The Bible isn't the language of God. The Bible isn't the word of God. Mathematics is the word of God.
Exactly.
Mathematics is a universal language. See,
absolutely.
On planet Earth right now, you've got a Bible that's printed in English, and there's 666 like different versions of the Bible. Yeah.
No pun intended.
Right.
And there are in all these different languages, and no one can seem to get along. But I can tell you this. On Earth, 2 + 2 = 4. On Mars, 2 + 2 = 4. On Venus, 2 + 2 = 4. Alpha Centauri, 2 + 2 = 4.
Right.
Mathematics is the language of God. Everything God does, he does in mathematics.
Good.
Now, we do have a caller.
All right.
Tony, I know that's you. What's going on?
You know it's me. I couldn't wait for this topic.
I figured.
Yeah, did you get that tequila
goodness.
We sent you?
Oh, yes. I'm going to play that Wednesday.
There you go.
I am going to play that on Wednesday, and I thank you guys for giving that to me.
No problem. It's all love.
But on to the issue, you know, let me go back to what I believe it was what Ray was saying, is that, or Candace was saying, actually, that she didn't understand, or she wanted to be able, she thought that maybe atheists have more of an open mind. And I think that was Candace saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ray kind of, you know, backed on that. But I grew up with my father, who is an atheist.
Mm. Okay,
and
yeah.
My mother is Christian. And so my brother and I grew up Christian. He never stopped us from going to church or believing in whatever it is we believed in.
Mm-hmm.
And to ask him what he believes in, his answer would always be said, is that he believes in himself, because only he has the power to control his destiny. Did my mother agree with that? Not really, you know, but they had always taught us to believe in whatever it was that we felt comfortable with. I had looked into other religions, and, you know, I had explored different things. But I always went back to Christianity.
Right.
Christians do seem to have a closed mind, because they want to sit up and Bible beat, and
yeah.
they want to beat you over the head with what the Word of God is, but then they can't even speak to their neighbor or they talking behind one another's backs,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, or they're doing mm-hmm. all of these ungodly things that they say, quote
mm-hmm.
unquote, but then they want to beat you over the head with the word of God. And like I said, I'm a Christian, but I have an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
We did our show on same-sex marriage. Do I agree with homosexuality? I don't know. It's just not for me. It's not
mm-hmm.
right.
It's written in the
right.
Bible that it's an abomination. I understand that, and I believe that. But can I base my religious beliefs and my moral fortitude on someone else? No.
No.
Because then that makes me the hypocrite that the Bible says
absolutely.
That I would be.
Absolutely.
Dig that. How can you love God who you've never seen and hate your brother who you
and hate
see
your
every
brother.
Day?
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. So, you know, and in response to your question that was on Facebook, is can you be with someone that is of atheist or of non-Christian belief? Can it work? I think it can work. And the reason I say that is because my folks have been married for right at 50 years.
Dig that.
There you
dig
go.
That.
I think the love you know, overpowers. I think that's a sign of love overpowering somebody's
it's
beliefs.
Acceptance.
Right. Because
acceptance.
Yeah, because
and then love your kids enough to let them choose.
Exactly. Because whatever he does or does not believe, he is still my dad.
Right.
That's
and I
right.
still
absolutely.
And I will be there at the aid of him if whatever he needed. And I can't say that, like in your clip with Steve Harvey, he said, "Oh, I'll just have to turn my back on that person. I'm gonna have to walk away." Well, what kind of person would I be morally? We're not even talking about religious.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking morally. What kind of a person would I be that I turn my back on someone that does not have the same belief system that I do?
Right.
Because
all right.
To say mm-hmm. that I am right, I don't know. None of us know until
exactly.
we
and that
pass over that line. We don't know. But all we have to do is basically live the best life that we have right here, right now. And do the best we can by one another. That's all you can do. That's godly.
That's
in
right.
That order.
All right. And we're going to take a break on that note because I want everybody to digest that. 951, I'll be getting to you after the break.
Right after the break.
Yep. So we're going to go ahead and take this bacon break and we'll be back with Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
Following is a real-life simulated conversation between an on-call advisor and a subscriber. It took place on October 2nd, 2005.
On-call emergency, this is Rita speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, listen, my car is stuck in a ravine and I am freaking out.
I've put in a request for emergency assistance. In the meantime, your car is equipped with the Trunk Monkey feature. Please push the red button.
Okay, done. He's taking off my shoes.
Yes, sir. The Trunk Monkey is there to help.
Okay. He's licking me. He's licking my leg. All right, stop that!
He's trained to give you emotional support during this stressful time.
By licking me? Down, monkey!
The Trunk Monkey. He'll do anything he can to help. An innovative idea you'll only find at Suburban Auto Group.
Are you still there?
Yes. Stop, monkey. Stop. That thing is stop, monkey. Oh, that feels so good. No, that feels bad. No, stop, please.
Come to Suburban Auto Group for a surprising car buying experience and free Trunk Monkey gear. Located off Highway 26 on the way to Sandy.
Truth Brothers Radio.
We'll go right to the call.
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back, and I just wanted to read this real quick comment before we go into before we get into our caller. Al Taylor has said, "I think it's okay not to believe in religion, considering more blood has been shed in the name of God / religion than any other cause in the history of mankind. Think about it. Muslims and Christians have been beefing since 6-pound, 8-ounce baby Jesus under the My God is Better than Yours Act." So
dig that. All right. And without further ado, 951, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hello, this is Mona.
Hey, how are you doing, Mona?
Hey, how y'all doing? All right.
Hi, how you?
I'm great. Let me start off by saying.
Go ahead.
Let me say this. We were taught by people that were taught by people that were taught by people. Mm. And as you get older, you come to realize that some of the things that you were taught weren't true. Now, if we go back, and I'm speaking on a black perspective, if we go back, we were spiritual people. Before Christianity or any kind of religion was brought to us, we were spiritual people. We knew right from wrong. We loved one another. We helped each other. Now, Sunday is the most segregated day of the week.
True.
How am I to tell my child to believe in some white man over me? That whatever mama does, supersede that and go to him.
I am a spiritual person.
I believe in loving one another. I believe in respecting you right off the rip. And then after that, respect is earned. But religion was implemented to control the masses, for a person to not be able to think for themselves. Now, let's talk about a book. A book, you buy a book, you read the book, you understand the book. You set the book down or you pass it on to somebody else. Let's talk about the Bible. You buy the book several times, numerous times by tithing. You read the book. You don't understand the book. You need some other man to tell you what that book says because you don't have your own brain.
Mm-hmm.
And you never close that book up.
I think Mona is going
there. There are people dying because they don't understand the Bible. There are people dying because they can't not sin. Mm. They are really trying to take this concept that they got to do the right thing, because they're going to burn into in a lake of fire, or they're trying to get to the land of milk and honey. Now, my father that loves me would not want me to die in a lake of fire.
In a lake of fire, yep.
My father that loves me would love everybody. This father is supposed to love everybody. Why are there homeless people? Why are there starving people? What is he doing? He just looking down here laughing? So you mean to tell me there is a man in the sky, and there are billions of people talking to him in all different languages, and he hears them? Well, we don't even want to answer the phone half the time.
Hmm. Don't want to open the door for witnesses.
Exactly.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mona. Go ahead. Let it out.
And some people need hope. Some people need something to believe in. I get that. My problem is this. When I tell you I'm not religious and I'm spiritual, then you look down on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've been talking like this for a long time. Ain't no bolt of lightning came and struck me.
Mm-hmm.
My life is good. I'm free. Do you feel me?
I got you. Hey,
I feel you with both.
Check this out. You know they tell you that God, not religion.
Yeah.
Think about it. And now when you talk about the law, what law did He give you? Do you think that He really gave Moses 2 pieces of rocks that he came down and said, "Here, this is what we're going to do now. This is the law." What did they do before that? When God created the universe, what was the law that he created? Gravity is a law.
True.
Space-time continuum is a law.
Now,
physics are laws.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So think about it.
Go ahead.
Why would the all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipotent one have to leave to a mere mortal that he made, that is born into sin and inequity? Why would he leave his word to him to tell the masses? We're not perfect. So whoever wrote that, the greatest story that's ever been sold, that everybody bought, they
They interpreted that to their own perception.
No doubt.
And everybody's perception is different. So if I don't like something, of course I'm going to put that in there.
There you go. And how about when you're talking about the greatest story that's ever been told, that's kind of pretty arrogant, because what if the Buddhists believe that the story of Buddha is the greatest story ever been told? What about Muslims who believe that Muhammad
is
the greatest story ever been told? What if I believe that my mother's story is the greatest story that ever been told?
Exactly.
You're exactly right. If you do your research, everybody had a Jesus. Everybody had a Virgin Mary.
There you go.
Everybody has the child that died on the 25th and rose, and he was the one.
There's a book out there called the 13 Crucified Saviors, which gives you the same death and resurrection story in every civilization around the world. Check it out.
Or better yet, that was a DVD that we had seen called Zeitgeist. That broke down the coming of the new age, when it's not really a coming of a new age, it's a turn into a new zodiac. All of that was in there.
Right.
I mean, it's basically, to me, you have to open your mind and see things. I guess people call it looking through that third eye.
The third eye,
but you really have to open your mind and understand. You can't walk blindly. You can't just pick up one book, read it, and say, this has to be real.
There you go.
When you study for a test, and you have to do your research as far as, let's say you're doing a test on a president. Do you pick up one book on that president, or do you go from book to book to book and get all of your facts out of there and then say, okay, this,
there
I'm
going to
build my paper from that.
There you go. And when people study, why do people like to pit science against so-called religion? Look, here's a little news flash for a lot of people out there. And Mona, thanks for calling.
Yeah, appreciate that, Mona.
Yeah, and here's a little news flash for a lot of people out there. Look, this God that you believe in, God is consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
God is consciousness. God is not a mystery God. God ain't sitting in the clouds watching you. We got planes up there. We got satellites up there. So you're telling me that we can fire up a satellite through the air and it goes into outer Earth's orbit and transmit Nickelodeon and porn to you through God, sitting up there?
We're never forcing you to believe one thing or the other.
This is what we do. So
another thing. Go ahead, bro.
When you see it rain, do you think that a spook, your mystery God, is producing rain? Rain has a scientific theory to it, and it's a whole beautiful thing. And when God works through mathematics. God works through science. So, yes, you can believe in God, and you can believe that you were created. That's fine. You were created to evolve. Think about it.
Into the supreme.
How do you? And your Bible tells you that we are all the children of the Most High God. So, what are we supposed to evolve into? So how do you know this isn't your nursery school and this is your room? If you can keep your room clean, then maybe he'll let you go out.
Ta, ta, drop a little bit of that in your pool. I'm not trying to be funny, but that's an honest statement. Like, to go back to something, Mona had made a very, very good statement. This religion was taught by somebody, and who taught them, who taught them, who taught them. Malcolm said, only a fool will let his enemy teach his children, which to me makes more sense of why am I passing on a belief to my kids that was brought to me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get into your white Jesus that grew up in a land of color.
Yeah, I was about to.
I'm sorry.
And that's what I mean. If people tend to take the word, the Bible or whatever, verbatim, people. You can't take the Bible verbatim because it continuously contradicts itself.
Yes.
And I'm not bashing. I'm just saying if I was to just read it myself, it contradicts itself. Therefore, I put up, if you treat people right, you treat them justly, you show them love, you do all the things, and you live your life as a good person, you're fine.
Yep.
That's
yep.
And the law is.
But what about
every
all those people who
another
have
law,
never even read the Bible?
Real quick before I get all to right. that, Candace. Another law. You said God gave you a law, not religion. The law is for every action, there's an equal but opposite reaction.
There you go.
If I hit him, it's a good chance he's going to hit me back. If I treat this brother well, there's a good chance that brother will look back and treat upon me well. That's all I'm saying. People, let's open our minds. Candace, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying, you know, it just astounds me how when we go this is such a wild subject tonight. It really is. Because, I mean, let's just be real. Any person living on this planet cannot say that the Bible is the be-all, end-all.
There you go. Or the Quran.
Right.
We're not just going on Christian.
Right.
Right. We can go on tours or whatever. We can go the whole gamut with this thing. But my whole point is, you know, a book that has been passed down and recrafted
modified.
And remodified mm-hmm. over hundreds of years, you know, throughout the ages. How can you base your faith on something like that? You know, how can you honestly say, okay, here, this has got to be the roadmap. This is the blueprint of how everything should go, and I should follow this to the T. Because there's no living person on this planet who can honestly tell you that that is the law. That is the way it is.
And what's crazy about that, the people who are so deep into the Bible, and again, or whatever book, you're so deep into this, but you breed a guy. Jesus supposed to have brown skin, hair, wool. But in your church, you're hanging a picture of Mel Gibson with long blonde hair in your church.
Mm.
Is that not a contradiction? Why don't
you bring it to them, they'll get mad and say, "Well, that's not my Jesus. This is my Jesus."
Exactly.
Don't matter. You're worshiping the same house
because you've been taught, you've been brainwashed into not becoming. I think you're more like people are. Most religions are scared to think outside of the box because of
absolutely.
The wrath that they think they're going to receive. From this guy, and it's
right.
God puts you here to think.
Right.
He gave, like you said, bro. He gave you something that he didn't give any other. He gave him brains, but like something was said to me. You're not the fastest. You're not the strongest.
Uh-huh.
But what's the thing that separates you from the fastest and the strongest? Your brain.
Your brain and your thumbs.
Seriously, yeah, I got you.
No, hey,
right.
this whole society is built on your opposable thumb.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's what I'm saying. It's you have this unique thing for a reason.
So, yep. Matter of fact, you know, we broadcast out of Chicago. Hey, about 20 minutes from where we're broadcasting right now, there's a place called the World Bible League, and they make Bibles there. 20 minutes from where we're broadcasting, and I got to work on that building. I never worked in the building. I got to work on the building.
Okay.
But when I was working on the building, I didn't see they had the CEO. The CEO had a dude's name up there. Didn't have guys.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't say Jehovah. He wasn't the final editor.
Why would I need a G-O-D when I got a CEO?
There you go.
That doesn't make sense to me.
There you go.
But
so you know what? Before we go, we're not going to go into another break, but everything that Steve Harvey had told you about his atheist thing and about the gaseous balls and explain that to him, we got a little couple of answers for him and for you guys. Check this out, and then feel free to give in your comments, 818-514-1202.
Each and every solar system is unique, but they all have one thing in common. Each one begins with a star. First, a star is born in a cloud of dust and gas called a nebula. Once gravity takes over, the cloud begins to shrink, sucking in more and more gas into a giant spinning disk. Gravity at the center crushes everything into a dense, super hot ball.
It is spun out of a gaseous ball.
It gets hotter and hotter. Suddenly, atoms in the gas begin to fuse, and the star ignites. The leftover dust and debris forms a disc spinning around.
It is spun out of a gastrous ball.
It contains the seeds of planets, moons, comets, and asteroids.
And then all of a sudden, then we were evolved from monkeys. Why we still got monkeys?
People often ask me, if we're descended from chimpanzees, how come there are still chimpanzees? Well, we're not descended from chimpanzees. We're both descended from a common ancestor who lived there about 6 million years ago. That common ancestor then produced two branches, one of which went to us humans, and one of which went to chimpanzees, branching further to produce bonobos and common chimpanzees. We are all cousins. We are not descended from chimpanzees.
Why, we still got monkeys.
More distantly related are gorillas. They share a common ancestor with both us and chimpanzees. That's the common ancestor between gorillas and humans and chimps. So humans and chimps are a natural group which are related to gorillas, cousins of gorillas, and all of those animals, which are all African apes. The African apes are gorillas, humans, bonobos, and chimpanzees. All the African apes have a common ancestor with orangutans. That's the common ancestor with orangutans. Those are all the great apes. So the great apes are all cousins. Within the great apes, the African apes are closer cousins. Within the African apes, humans, bonobos, and chimps are closer cousins still. And within them, bonobos and chimpanzees are the closest cousins of all.
Why, we still got monkeys.
Well, there you go. Truth Brothers Radio.
That is my favorite. Why, we still got monkeys.
Why, we still got them.
But what's real quick is, after that, Steve Harvey said that he had a part where he was saying, where is your moral barometer if you don't believe in God? And we had got into, you know, some names like A. Philip Randolph and all these. But,
that's right.
You know, you got dudes who weren't civil rights leaders and everything. Mark Zuckerberg, your Facebook creator, atheist, donated $28 billion to charities. Moral barometer. Warren Buffett, atheist, $30 billion in charities, the highest ever. Atheist. These are people who don't do it simply because they believe in God. It's
right.
Simply because morally.
And leave people to do what they feel that they have to do.
Yeah.
And I was always told, you never judge a man by the tongue in his mouth. You judge him by the tongues of his shoes.
Right.
You watch what
right.
he does. Now, when you get so caught up in your religion and you get so caught up that you think you're being caught up in the spirit of God, you need to check yourself sometimes. Like when you walking around yelling, oh, hey, how you doing, girl? I'm blessed and highly favored.
What's wrong?
You blessed and highly favored. Over who then? Because that means there's a ranking system.
Dude,
there's a ranking. It's not a ranking system.
Yes.
Now, here's my thing.
Okay, go ahead.
You're blessed and highly favored. Zuckerberg is an atheist. He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
What happened?
You working double
what
shifts
happened?
At the Walmart.
You working double shifts at the steak and fries. And he's sitting there creating Facebook.
Sitting next to his wife, Lynn.
So,
eating
just,
octopus.
You know, right. Just saying.
Wow.
Just saying. It's all about just, man, think. I mean,
yeah.
there's things in this world, man, that just make you wonder about things. Elephants
yeah.
have a bigger brain than we do. Elephants have a memory. Elephants have a society. Elephants mourn their dead.
Mm-hmm.
Elephants have funerals.
No doubt.
So how do you know how they're conducting their funeral?
Yeah.
You get caught up on that. Science. An ant colony. A colony of ants. Has every bit the sophisticated society that we have.
Yeah, true.
Ants have wars. Ants take slaves. Ants farm. Ants have doctors and nurses. Seriously.
Yeah, I can believe
so that. How do you know ants don't have religion? How do you know an ant hasn't contemplated on how he see the world?
Mm-hmm.
And how does he see you?
True.
Because you're bigger. But that don't mean, but he got no problem coming in the house and taking your food if he can, ruining your picnic.
Yep.
So, you know, just be careful. I mean, the universe is vast.
It is.
And we say that we're created in the image of God, And we say that because we're the smartest, and we're the most dominant creature on the planet.
You know, it's crazy.
So,
that you said that. Go ahead.
Right. So because we're the smartest and the most dominant creature on the planet, and we feel like we're the most smartest dominant people in the universe. But that alien film that you watched, have you ever thought about if an alien landed here right now, right today, landed right in D.C., right in Obama's front lawn, right? And that means he traversed outside of the solar system to get here, which means, A, he has found a way to move faster than the speed of light to be able to get here from another solar system in a lifetime, in less than a lifetime.
True.
And he comes here to communicate with you, which means they've been here, they've studied, and they figured out that we're the most dominant people on the planet. So they're going to come talk to us. So when they land here, they're going to have a technology that's deeper than yours. And if they landed here, they would know something about the universe and physics and mathematics that we don't know yet.
Right.
So then that would just shake the hell out of your religion, because then you can't be God's children if they're here and more advanced than you.
But see, that you going into the ifs.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, it's that type of thought. So.
I got you. But see, my thing is, here's another thing about people that, I mean, all religions that kill me, about, like you said, we were built in God's image. If I have a sense of humor, I have a crazy sense of humor, that has to mean God has a sense of humor.
Right.
If I tend to get jealous, which it says in your Bible, I am a jealous God, to have no graven images, all that, but jealousy is a deadly sin. So the omnipotent, perfect God is able to commit a sin too? I'm just asking.
So,
these are the things. These are the questions that you have to ask yourself.
818-514-1202.
The reason that made me go out and search, and they asked me, well, of course they asked everybody on your Facebook page, religion, and mine says, I typed it in because mine says I believe in finding the truth behind it all. I thirst for that knowledge to know.
Right. Right.
And I'm not going to, but that doesn't mean I'm going to smash somebody for what they believe. That doesn't mean I'm going to turn my eye away from you because of what you believe. That doesn't mean I'm going to clown you for what you believe.
Exactly.
You're still a person. You're still an individual.
And
I'm not going to become evil to you because you think that, oh, well, he doesn't go to church, so he must be an atheist. Or he doesn't read the Bible or read the Quran or study Buddhism or anything. He has to be an atheist. No. I'm not. I believe in me. I believe in treating people well. I believe, like Tony's father said, that was astounding to me. He said, I believe in myself. And as crazy as Nas had said something about that, he believed that God is within all. God
That's
is
right.
in you.
That's
so
right.
If God is in me and I believe in myself, technically I do believe in God.
Well, there you go. Again, ancient civilizations, the Egyptians, Cometians, believed that they could see God in everything. So when you go back and look at the Discovery Channel and they show you the Egyptian gods and everything, all those were to show you were that they were different incarnations of God. When they show the Egyptian god that's sitting at the fashioning wheel creating life, that's God the creator.
Mm-hmm.
It's not saying that there was a separate God for each one. It's saying these are the different aspects of God. And we say that, God the omnipotent, God's love, God the creator. We even have women gods because we call Mother Nature Mother Nature, and she's a goddess.
Mm-hmm. True.
So, again, you get caught up with just the fact when they tell you about God, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Where's the woman?
Holy Trinity.
Where's the woman?
Yeah.
Don't you know someone cut that out? Check out your religion real quick and notice how they treat the woman in a lot of those stories.
And that's just another thing about me. A lot of religious stories just seem to be those stories. I can't believe into Noah's Ark. I can't bite that. I can't fall into believing that. I can't believe in the Adam and Eve. I'm sorry. I don't believe the Adam and Eve story. It doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
Adam and Eve supposedly had two sons.
Cain and Abel.
Where at the woman? Did they get to jumping on Eve or what? What happened?
Right. And we
just
right.
It's just,
I mean,
food for thought. People.
Again, people get so caught up. To truly be free is to truly be able to question your religion. It's not to I'm not looking to shake anyone's faith.
Yeah.
It will make your faith stronger
right.
when you can sit there and study and be free to ask those questions. Don't get caught up. A movie maker back in the 80s made a movie called The Last Temptation of Christ, and everybody jumped out of their skin about this movie because it was talking about Jesus getting married and having children. It was kind of set up like a Twilight Zone thing, like
right.
Jesus could have went ahead and taught and gets crucified, but it's like he gets to see what his life would have been like if he took another route, and
right.
and the world basically went to hell while he was because he didn't do what he was destined to do,
right?
You know, and it was just a movie. That's
right.
all it is. And people freaked out and protested and just lost their mind.
Yeah, and that was crazy because I was reading a story, and this is where I get in on some atheists. I was reading a story, well, actually I was YouTubing a story the other day, and these atheists want to protest and tear down a nativity scene. Why?
Right.
What is it
right.
doing
get
to
off,
you?
Right.
It's
get
a
off
nativity
of that.
Scene.
Right.
Dude, there's no need. It's their belief. If they want to have a nativity scene on their property, that's their business. If they want to have a depiction of Jesus on the cross, that's their business on their lawn. Why do you care?
Right.
Eh.
Right.
And you don't force your belief on nobody, just like you wouldn't want them to force their beliefs on you.
There you go. And for a lot of atheists out there, when you see people of their faith, don't come off so arrogant because you don't believe that you're crapping on their faith.
Right.
That's why a lot of people take that tone and that attitude, because they feel like you're coming to challenge or mock them instead of having an exchange of ideas.
Exactly.
Because people of faith can teach you too.
But you know what's crazy about that? A lot of people don't tend to want to allow a conversation like that to happen between two different religions, because it'll start an argument or whatever the
mm-hmm.
case may be. No, if you're an intelligent person, I'm an intelligent person, we can have an intelligent conversation and agree to disagree, and that could be the end of it. Nobody has to go one way or the other. I don't have to persuade you to believe what I believe. You don't have to persuade me to do the same thing. We can just have a difference of opinion. But in the basis, I believe, and another thing is, throughout the basis of all books, one thing just seemed to be common, and that's love, 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 basically.
Right, right. Well, check this out. I got a quote from some famous atheists, and I just want y'all to check out how some of them think. Butterfly McQueen. Now, some of y'all who's as old as I am know who Butterfly McQueen is. This is the black woman who was one of her biggest roles, and she was the skinny maid or slave in Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
Not Hattie McDaniels, who was the big one. She was the skinny one.
Mimi.
Yeah, whatever. Right. She baked pies. But yeah, so check this out. This is a quote from her when she told people that she was an atheist. She said, "As my ancestors are free from slavery, I am free from the slavery of religion. They say that the streets are beautiful in heaven. Well, I'm trying to make the streets beautiful here. When it's clean and beautiful, I believe America is heaven, and some people are hell."
Hmm.
Just food for thought.
Hmm.
Just food for thought. When people like Steve Harvey say how can an atheist have a moral barometer? Morality is a human concept. That's why you take it and study it in the humanities.
Yeah,
it's a human concept. When I see someone hurt, I help.
Exactly. Here's another thing I wanted to ask a question. For everybody who believe in the Christianity or whatever, is the Sunday. It's the Sabbath. Keep it holy. Would you save an ass on the Sabbath? Would you pull a person out of a pit on the Sabbath? Question. Would you save a life on a Sabbath?
Check that out. When he asked about the moral barometer, Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, was an atheist. But he created one of the best stories of man known today when I'm talking about Star Trek. And a lot of people love Star Trek because Star Trek has this optimistic view of how we're going to end up in the future, that knowledge will reign supreme in the future. The discovery and of man and man's thinking will put him on par with any other creatures that he run into in the universe. Star Trek is all about the people in these ships running into other entities, other intelligent beings, and sometimes they're far above them. They on Star Trek, they got a character called Q. He's a godlike character. Mm-hmm. He can literally do anything, but he's jealous because the humans' minds in Star Trek is every bit on point with his.
And he can't understand.
And, right, and philosophizing and in the study of, hey, I know if I put y'all in this situation, you're going to revert back and do something ignorant. And he and we prove him wrong every time. And that's saying an optimistic view of we're not going to be caring about bling in the future.
Right.
We're not going to have black-on-black crime in the future. We're going to be thinkers. And, hey, it won't all end with a bang. Now, he's an atheist. A lot of people who are religious can't wait for the world to end.
That's weird to me, too.
Because they want to go to heaven and be with God, so they want to pass up what's going on right now, and let's hurry up and get to that. But if God put you here, God put you here for a reason. And the reason is for you to grow and evolve and teach the next generation so they can go further than you.
It's called evolution. That comes with evolution. I believe we're gonna go ahead and make a way where people will be able to think and understand and have a way of getting around without having it be condemning each other for whatever we believe. It's human.
There you go.
We need to just get along with each other. We need to a lot like the comment that I read earlier about wars and deaths are happening because of religion. And because you don't believe what I believe, or this is the right way, your way is wrong. It doesn't matter. All of these things don't matter. Because if you can get your moral barometer correct, you'll
right.
be fine.
Right.
That's it. I refuse to. We got a caller, though.
Yeah, it's Tony.
All right.
Hey, Tony, you back on. What's up?
Hey, you know what? Before you guys go, I have an interesting little story to tell you. It's real quick.
Okay.
You know, with me being in the church, you know, there is this a matter of respect, or you say you want your pastor's blessing to do something outside of the church if you were asked to come speak in another church. Well, that's what's happened to me. I was asked to come speak at another pastor's church. So with that being said, I told him, I said, well, let me, you know, talk to my pastor, make sure that I have his blessings to do so. I'm trying to follow the code of Christianity in the
mm-hmm.
church.
Right.
So I did so, and me being very excited about what I do, you know, in radio, I wanted to be able to go to this other man's church. He asked me to speak on same-sex marriage in his church.
Okay.
I told my pastor that, and he was, well, you know how I feel about that. And I said, but that's not what I'm coming to you for. I'm coming to you out of respect. And basically, if you, you know, you want to give me your blessings, that's fine. But he was so turned off to the fact that, one, I was going to speak outside of my church, and two, that I was going to speak on same-sex marriage. So how does that make him an upstanding pastor if he
right.
can't support his parishioners?
Right.
Hmm.
And how can he and if you're a disciple of his church, then he should know that if he sends you out there, then you're a representative of him, and
absolutely.
If you're going to be doing right, hey, it's all good.
Right.
So it goes,
I just thought I'd give you a little of that so you can chew on that one.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you for that one.
Now, as Tony is saying that, how about a lot of people in a lot of these churches, how do you know that you're truly representing God and you're not truly but you might be truly representing just that man in the pulpit?
No doubt.
He's telling you what he wants you to do.
And that's another thing. It's crazy because that reminds me of the story of Martin Luther during that time. Not Martin Luther King, people.
Right.
It's Martin Luther. That during that time, it was supposedly believed that only the preacher can go to God. No man, no mere mortal or whatever can go to God. Only the preacher or the pastor or the priest or whatever can go to God. And people would pay preachers and priests to go to God and have them, hey, man, I did this yesterday. Here's a couple slices of gold. Go tell God, forgive me for this. And Martin Luther liberated people and said, no, any man can come to God and ask for forgiveness.
Mm.
So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about that, about the dude, and he's like, hey, I don't want you doing that. That's not how I taught you.
Right.
Well, it's not for you to teach me, bro. Which maybe somebody who's out there can help. But help me understand the purpose of the church. If you read the Bible, you read the Bible front to back, you're like, okay, I got it. Why are you going every Sunday? I'm not bashing it or nothing. I don't get it. I don't understand. Every Sunday you're going to what? Reiterate what you already know, or are you going to keep your faith up? Because if you need to go every Sunday to keep your faith up, what are you doing during the week that's bringing your faith down?
Let me ask you this too. A lot of people revere the church or the mosque or the temple, the synagogue, whatever. But I thought that your body is the temple of the living God. And how many people put a lot of money into the church and then will go around and eat cholesterol-filled fries and
bacon
and
garbage? Ice cream.
There you go. There
bacon
you go.
And ice cream.
There you go. And we're not being funny. Yeah, Burger King has a bacon sundae out. Now, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. If you haven't thought that they had enough ways to kill you, bacon ice cream.
How many people revere the building
but
don't revere their own bodies?
Ha. Dig that. How many people will go and knock down 6-7 dudes but go to church Sunday and say, yep, and I'm here, so I must be forgiven. But then turn right back around that Tuesday and do it again. Just saying. You know, I feel like a lot of times people are approaching this with closed eyes, closed deaf ears.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about the topic. I mean the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Your take on the world is so closed minded. It's beautiful things in the world. Do you know that we know as much about the bottom of the ocean as we know about space? We know a little bit more about the outer space than we know about what's in our oceans, and our oceans sustain us. So check that out.
Dig that. But it's to me, I feel like to get back into the topic real quick. I feel as if correct me if I'm wrong. I feel as if people condemn atheists because they just believe that they're evil for their non-belief. Just to get back into the topic and to go to why, and I feel like that being said, they're making it saying to a point where they're saying, no, it's not okay not to believe.
Well, just remember, when you're putting somebody on trial, you're actually putting yourself on trial. And maybe some people are threatened by atheists because they're not strong in their thing. Me, I do believe in a creator. I do believe in God.
Right.
But I don't have to go inside your church to make that manifest.
No doubt.
I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with – I love science. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronomer. I love learning about the universe and how it works and what's going on. And at the same time, I believe in God, but I do believe that there's other life in the universe.
True.
It's just way too vast.
And, you know, to go back to that about science or whatever, somebody had told me something a while back that said other religions besides Christianity was put here to fool people. Other religions are the devil. It's the devil's work to test your faith. on what you would do. On what you would do. So my question is that true? I mean, not is that true, but is that okay for you to be a Christian and believe in something and say, well, other religions were put here simply because to test your faith for the true religion, which is Christianity?
Well, I won't even, I mean, I think all of them kind of fall into that, but could ask themselves that question. And just for a little bit of food of thought, you know, here's something to think about as we wrap this up. The Japanese tsunami wasn't an act of God, but 9/11 was. So there you go. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and start wrapping this up.
Absolutely.
Man, I want to thank everybody who tuned in. This has got to be the biggest show ever, man. Our call bank is just full. And I thank everybody who tuned in, and please check us out next week.
No doubt. And we really got to thank Gregory Brooks, who actually put that clip together with Steve Harvey and the scientists or whatever like that. We got to give a shout out to him. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for everybody who stayed on Blog Talk Radio, hung in there with the Truth Brothers. We got to give you props. Thanks for calling in, Tony, Mona, everybody else.
All our new callers.
Yeah, the new callers.
Yep.
Keep tuning in,
man. We definitely appreciate it. And we're going to let you know like this. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Peace.